The 2011 Greater Kansas City Home Show features a 1,600-square-foot home especially designed for aging in place. This is the first time in the 63-year history of the event where a Universal Design home has been featured. Chrissy Garrett, Home Show Coordinator, explains the concept is to improve function and access throughout the home for people who are aging or have physical challenges.
It will be finished out to completion with interior designers doing the decor of the home, but in the Universal Design home, it's a home that's built for anyone. Whether you are, say, in your early 20s and you have a baby stroller and groceries you're trying to get in the front door, or if you are an older person, or if you have a disability and you're in a wheelchair, you can still function within your home and it not have an institutional look. It will feature non-functioning, but will feature an elevator to show how you can have an elevator in your home, where you can take a closet, and when you need it as a closet, you can use it. But down the road, as you're getting older and you have another floor you'd like to be able to still utilize and stay in your home, it shows how you can take that closet and then install an elevator later on when you do need it. It will feature appliances that are built for someone that is in a wheelchair. So we have lower access, front loader washer and dryer, lower countertops. It will feature a walk-in tub, roll-in showers, and different things like that.
This Universal Design home, is that a relatively new concept, or has that been something that's been evolving over a period of time?
It has been evolving. You know, a lot of builders and designers, they've been doing these things before it was even given a name. And then they didn't realize, oh, well, this is what we've been doing all along. Now let's give it a name. And I think with the baby boomers reaching, you know, their retirement age, that it's becoming more common and more aware. And it is just as important to build green as it is to build universal. And I don't think that there's been enough emphasis in the past few years on universal design as there has been on the green, but I do think now they're starting to level out and they really work together. So you have green aspects in this universal design home, but then it really does focus on universal design and how you can live comfortably in your home and how you can retrofit what you already have existing and it not be an eyesore.
So it's something that as someone gets older, they think about how they would navigate a living space, I guess. And was that the number one thing that people looked at, being able to move around?
Exactly. Being able to move around, moving even simple things, moving your washing machine and dryer to a common level in the home so you're not having to go to the traditional route of climbing the stairs from the basement as people have in the past. And it shows how you can incorporate these different elements. And you don't notice the subtle changes, and it just makes it easier to maneuver. Wider doorways, the lower kitchen countertops, that does help. A microwave that's lower down built into the cabinet as opposed up high on a shelf or on your kitchen countertop back in a corner, things like that.
So people will want to cook for themselves as they get older too, right?
They will, and they won't feel like they have to order out or go out to dinner, and they'd be able to function better in their home overall.
How well has this been accepted, if that's the right way of asking the question? How well has this been accepted within the building community?
Well, it's drawn a lot of questions. The questions have been, well, I don't think that my client's going to like that. Well, why wouldn't they like it? That's my question back. You have a wider framing for your hallways. You have a wider doorway. You have lever handles, things that make life easier. And now that the building industry is starting to catch on in a way, that they're understanding the necessity of it. And it's becoming more accepted. And there are different classes, CAPS programs, and things like that that are helping educate builders, then educating the consumer as well.
Is there another part of the country? Are there other parts of the country where this has caught on more quickly, perhaps, than it has here?
Well, you know, the Midwest kind of seems to take a slower route about getting to things overall. On the East Coast, it's definitely been a prevalence. And also in Atlanta, added these elements to design better, but they're starting to slowly come into the Midwest.
So is it something where more people are thinking, this is how I can renovate my home, or they're thinking of building a separate home in order to house themselves as they get older?
Right now, with the way the economy is, they're looking to retrofit what they currently have. But you do have some that are now building new homes, and they are building in a universal design way because now they're thinking of the future. And someone that's in their mid-30s that are building their first home are actually thinking about this as well as they're bringing in the green elements to their building of their home as well.
So where will this take us? I mean, we'll have the universal design, and things will keep evolving, I guess, within that concept, too.
This is true. It will, and as everything is a learning experience, and as they come up with one idea, then that idea becomes another idea, and it's going to keep continuing to build. Products get stronger. There's a product called Schluter that it allows waterproofing, where you can now have a roll-in shower that you do not have to have any type of barrier between the shower floor and the rest of the bathroom. So it's just different products that evolve overall, and manufacturers are really starting to look at that and how to make things function better.
And the business side of that will just grow as the baby boomers come through their retirement years, I guess, right?
Sure. Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, it's one thing, everyone's going to get older. We don't have a choice, unfortunately. We are going to get older. And as many more of us are getting older, there's becoming this increasing demand for the product. So actually, it's going to help the economy with these new products that are going to need to be developed just to, you know, maintain a lifestyle that everyone has been accustomed to up until they are hitting retirement. Now they're finding they can't do things that they used to.
Chrissy Garrett is the coordinator for the 2011 Greater Kansas City Home Show. I'm Laurel LeBoux. Thanks for listening to the BioEthics Channel.